This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that a conservative group ranks New York 49th for business tax climate, only beating New Jersey. Quote, New York has decidedly improved, but on most of these measures it remains uncompetitive compared to other states, said Jared Walczak, senior policy analyst at the Tax Foundation. State Budget Division spokesperson Morris Peters disagreed. Quote, the Tax Foundation's obvious ideology aside, the facts are that this administration has been rigorous and effective in constraining state spending growth to the lowest level in modern history, resulting in lower taxes for all New Yorkers, end quote, he said in an email. Quote, we now have the lowest corporate tax rate since 1968, the lowest manufacturer's tax rate since 1917, and with the new income tax cuts phasing in this year, the lowest middle class tax rate since 1947, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. William J. Kemble reports for the Daily Freeman that Greg Helsmortel is retiring as Saugerties supervisor, and council members Fred Costello and James Bruno want his job. On the ballot for the November 7th election, Costello will be on the Democratic, Working Families, and Independence lines, and Bruno will be on the Republican and Conservative lines. The Republican Helsmortel led the town for 16 non-consecutive years, 2000 to 2011 and 2013 to the present. Bruno, 64, is retired from IBM, currently is a broker and part owner of Bishopsgate Real Estate, also serving on the town board in 2009 and 2013. He previously lost the town supervisor's race in 2003. Costello is 48 and manager of Sue's Restaurant. He was elected to the town board in 2003, 2007, 2011, and 2015. Both are lifelong Saugerties residents. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody for Columbia Green Media reports that widening the sidewalks along Front Street, signage for tourists coming off Amtrak, a grass tunnel to Riverfront Park, a bike-sharing system, repurposing the Fergery Shacks, and bringing back Hudson's shuttle bus were some of the ideas for the city floated at the Young Planners Summit October 12th through 13th. Ramboll, an international company that aids cities with urban planning, hosted the summit. Quote, New York City people come up, there is displacement and gentrification, affordability to live is an issue, said Herbert Dreisettle, executive director of Landscape, Urban Design, Resilience, and Climate Adaption for Ramboll. Quote, we can try to make it better, end quote. Most of the talk focused on the riverfront area and the city's plans for a $10 million downtown revitalization initiative grant loomed over the proceedings. Several ideas to address the lack of housing in Hudson were also discussed. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman reports in Columbia Green Media about the candidates running for the 2nd and 4th wards of Hudson after they met possible voters at the State Street AME Zion Church October 15th. Two 2nd ward candidates are running just on the Working Families ballot line, Willette Jones, a newcomer to politics, and Victor Mendolia, who lost the Democratic primary and is a former chair of the Hudson Democratic Committee. Current 2nd Ward alderperson Tiffany Garriga has been endorsed by the Democratic and Working Families parties for re-election. Rich Trixie Volo is running for 4th Ward alderperson on the Democratic line. Linda Mussman is running for 4th Ward supervisor on several ballot lines, Democratic, Working Families, Independence, and Bottom Line. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.